Good Muslim Boy, written and narrated by yours truly, Osama Sam. The trouble with an 18-year-old boy deciding to be a loner is that 18-year-old boys are never really alone, not when they can chat online. That's how I met Sisi, who was still in year 12. She said she wanted to be a doctor. This was the perfect opportunity to complain about my degree. People introduced me as Dr. Osama this and Dr. Osama that, I complained. I just want to scream, I'm moron Osama. You're too funny, she typed. Please don't say that. It ends bad. Gotta go, she typed. Are you going to be here later? Of course I would be. I was online every night. After a long shift in the library, then another at the 7-Eleven, I would look forward to chatting with her long into the night. Her interests included scripture and sports. How cool was that? Polar bear cool. She played cricket. She even knew how to bowl without bending her elbow. And she was good enough to play basketball at state level. Only the religious barriers meant she could never take part in games. I was desperate to get in the nets with her and have a tonk. When she told me she was Muz and explained it was slang for Muslim, I went around for days introducing myself as Osama the Muz. The only trouble was, we weren't the same kind of Muslim. Sisi was of Lebanese heritage, and her dad was of the view that Iraqis were the nucleus of all the Middle East's problems. My mother, for her part, was of the view that Lebanese had ruined Middle Eastern food, which was almost as serious an allegation. When she told me she liked Usher, I froze. Wasn't music a sin? I didn't speak to her for days while digesting it. Then I stopped playing Age of Empires, the greatest game on earth, long enough to start amassing a secret stash of CDs. Foo Fighters, Nirvana, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Will Smith, Sixpence None the Richer, and Usher too. I applied stickers to their cases showing passages from the Holy Quran and hid them in plain view.